Hello, it's the 26th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A teenager fatally stabbed a man following a disagreement in Luton. Last November, the 16-year-old used a kitchen knife to stab Ghulam Raj four times. Mr. Raj, 63, sustained injuries to the right thigh, neck and received two wounds to the head. The father of two later died as a result. Following the stabbing, the unidentified teen then proceeded to upload a 7-second video to Snapchat. He then contacted emergency services and reported the incident, naming himself as the offender. He was later arrested but pleaded not guilty in court, citing self-defence and the defence of another individual. A conclusion of the trial is expected in 2 weeks. Bedfordshire's Conservative MPs Nadine Dorries and Richard Fuller have both chosen to remain silent on Partygate allegations against Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Chancellor Rishi Sunak. The majority of the public believe they were misled by the leadership during one of the most difficult periods in recent British history. Keisha Kalin, a student at a Kempston school who held a sawn-off shotgun and ammunition for another student, has been sentenced to 3 years in jail. David Gordon, a Beds Police Detective Sergeant, stated, "If you are caught carrying any kind of illegal firearm, there will be a price to pay." Police discovered the connection between the two through text and Snapchat messaging, where the weapon was described as a dotty. Miss Kalin, now 21, was 17 at the time of the incident and living in Bedford. Luton's Mayor Mohammed Hussein and Lady Jane Clifford, Bedfordshire's High Sheriff, were present at Woburn Park in Luton to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee through the planting of trees. The Queen's Green Canopy Initiative provides free trees from those donated to Luton residents. That's it for today. However, I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.